Hello and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth, and I am so grateful that you are here today. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you, and I hope that whatever information and content you listen to contributes to you in ways that you never dreamed possible. So in today's episode, I do apologize. I am on the road. I am driving, so I hope that the background noise isn't too distracting, but I was really being called and pulled to do this episode as I am on my drive. And so I was listening to a podcast myself, and you know, it's been a little while since I've done a podcast, and it's been a busy summer. It's been very busy in my life, and there's been some major shifts and changes in what I'm focusing on currently. And as you all know, we are the creators of our lives. And so I have had some big asks this year, and some things have shown up. And part of it is having fun and doing what I'm doing, but also making a bigger impact. And so for now, my focus is kind of drawn into that one area. And that focus may be there for the next year or two. I'm not sure. When we are creating our lives, you choose something until you no longer want to choose it. So in these 10 seconds, and I say sometimes, it's about living life in 10-second increments. So in these 10 seconds, that's what I'm choosing and that's what I'm creating in my life. And I know that because of what I've asked for and because I've gotten really clear about what I want to create in my life, the things that have shown up are the things that I am meant to be working on currently. So it's definitely been a very interesting journey. And so in listening to the podcast here, one of the things that this podcaster said was that because her husband recently passed away in the last couple of weeks, and she said that she is not a victim to her story, but instead she looks at her story as inspiring others. And that's not exactly how she said it, but that's how I would interpret it and put it into words now. And so how many of us have these stories that we've been telling ourselves? And are those stories making you a victim to your life, to the circumstances of your life, and maybe even making you a victim to a life that you don't even want to live? And so what if acknowledging what that story is, but then acknowledging that you are the author of your life and that you can now write a new chapter? And so if we keep living that story and we keep telling that same story and we keep playing victim to it, what if that's what keeps us in that perpetual cycle and never sets us free? And so I really want you to ponder and think about the stories that you tell yourself, that you tell others about what's going on in your life and what you're creating. Well, I think lots of people don't really talk about what they're creating because most people don't acknowledge that they are the creators of their lives. A lot of people in my observation are drifters. And they're just drifting through life, thinking that life just happens to them and that they have no control whatsoever. And that's just not the truth. And so in life, as we are living in it, in the 3D reality, I think we are missing out on the opportunities that are available to us because we have our blinders on. And we are buying the lies of this reality, and we think that this is what life is, and that we have no control, no power, and maybe even believe that we are powerless, and that we just have to keep moving forward with what life is throwing at us. And I'm here to tell you that that is not true at all. And so what? I want you to do some reflection after this episode, and I really want you to say, what is my new story going to be? What is it that I want to create? What is my reality? And then you have to decide. Excuse me. You do have to decide what it is that you want to create. And then you have to start going for it. And it might mean going out of your comfort zone. It might mean doing something totally different than what you've ever done before. Life has had a funny way of pulling me out of my shell over the years. And, you know, looking back now, again, hindsight is 20/20. One of the things that happened to me was, I'll share the story. Laminate flooring was a new thing. So this is like 20 years ago. And so we had purchased some laminate flooring and we were going to cover up the old vinyl flooring or the linoleum that was from the early 90s at the time. So it was a little bit dated. Might have even been more of a late 80s style. We decided it was time to update the flooring. So we put this laminate in. And the first, basically after that weekend, I think it was Monday morning, one of the kids spilled their bowl of cereal and it was, you know, a mess. And so I cleaned it up. And at the time, what was being marketed was the Swiffer Wet Jet. And so that's what I used. I got paper towels and I cleaned up as much as I could and wiped it up, and then I used my Swiffer Wet Jet. And I must have went and got ready for the day or whatever. When I came back in, the way the light was coming through the window and hitting the floor, I couldn't believe how awful my floor looked. And you could see every single streak on that floor. And it was terrible. And I thought, oh, I think I want to go back to the linoleum. You couldn't see, you know, you couldn't see all the things. And with kids, who has time to be washing their floor every day? So that night, so interesting to even as I tell this story, and to see the synchronicities and the timing of everything. But that night, I was invited to a home party, and it was for Norwex products. Were microfiber cleaning products, and I'd never heard of them before, and it's microfiber, and you just use water, no chemicals, and, you know, it was pretty impressive, but the products were a little pricey, and, you know, being that I was a stay-at-home mom of, you know, three kids under the age of four, I decided that I would just book a party because that I could get some product for free. But one of the things that was demonstrated was their microfiber mop. And I thought, that's perfect, because cleaning a floor with just water, that's not going to leave streaks like the chemicals that were in the product I used prior. And so I was really excited because I thought, oh, this is the ticket. This is what I'm going to need. And so she said to me, so you're not buying anything today? I said, no, I'll get my products for free at my party. And she said, well, I'm going to give you a set of cloths to go home and try, so you at least know what to say to your friends, that you've actually tried them. And she said, you could just replace mine from, you know, what you get from your party. And I thought, wow, okay, that's awesome. And so that's what she did. And I literally went home that night. I think it was like 10 o'clock when I got home. In the evening, I started cleaning my house, and I couldn't believe how everything was sparkling and shining just using water and these two cloths. Like, it just blew my mind. You could feel the difference when you felt the surface after you wiped it. And I was just, like, blown away. And I think it was the next day I said, if the rest of the products are as amazing as these two products, they're going to sell themselves. And so I called the consultant and I left a message and I said, if these products, the rest of your products are as good as these products, I'm in. Like, sign me up. I want to become a distributor or whatever. And I didn't even know what that meant. I was so shy. I was terrified of speaking. The thought of speaking in people's living rooms and talking about a product, like, honestly, I was shaking. And she didn't answer the call when I called her, so I left a message on her voice machine and our answering machine. And when I hung up, I thought, I can't even go delete that. Like, I can't take it back. There's no backing out of this. And so I became a consultant for this company. And what ended up happening was I was so passionate about the products that I had people asking to sign up, which I didn't know what that meant. I didn't want a team. Like, I just wanted them to go away. I was like, no. Like, I kind of put them off. Like, I didn't want that. And one lady, she was a lady who, she was a cleaning lady. And I mean, how perfect that she loved these products and she wanted to sign up and become a consultant. And I just didn't know what I didn't know. And what's interesting is every time I left to do a party, my knees were literally knocking. I was so terrified, but I made myself do it. And so that's why I tell this story. It's about getting out of your comfort zone. And so every time I started speaking, you know, I was nervous, but once I got into it, all of my nerves and everything just got brushed to the side, because the most important thing was that I was sharing a product that I loved and I knew was going to make a difference for other people in their homes. Whether it was saving them time, saving them money on products, but also, more importantly, no longer having chemicals in their homes that they were cleaning with. So I ended up, 9 months later, it was a convention. My youngest daughter was only 3 months old when I signed up to be this consultant. So as I said, it was busy. And so we got to convention. I went to convention. And when I got there, I found out I was number 3 in North America. And I didn't even know it. And I thought, how? Like, how? That's interesting. And so the owner of the company came up to me and asked me if I would speak on stage and just share how I got to number 3 in the company. And I thought, well, first of all, I didn't even know I was. Second, I don't know how I did that. And so I kind of had to ask myself some questions. Well, how did I do that? And I realized it was because I spoke from my heart and I was truthful and I just shared a product that I loved. And so here I am. I go from being terrified to speak in people's living rooms to being up on stage at convention. And well, now I have a podcast and I did a radio show for almost a year. And you know, those are terrifying things, speaking on a radio show to on an internet platform to the worldwide audiences, like, kind of scary. And at the same time, it's what I've been called to do. And you know, I loved being that consultant, but then, you know, raising three girls, we lived somewhere where we did not have family around to even assist us, and I started to become overwhelmed, because that's when I started to get into energy medicine and studying to become a practitioner, and it was overwhelming, so something had to give. And so I did let go of being that consultant and leading a team. And some of my team members tried to talk me out of it because they just didn't want to see me go, but that was my self-care, and it was time for me to move on to the next journey. And so, you know, as I'm focusing on what I'm focusing on here in the next year to 2 years, as I build, you know, I guess what I know is possible and what's going to contribute to what I'm creating in my life and, you know, achieving those dreams as I dream bigger, it is going to take going out of my comfort zone. It is going to take, you know, doing some things that I might not be comfortable with. But you know what? As you step into it and as you practice and as you have faith, it gets easier each time you do it. And so I am encouraging you to really ask yourself what story you're telling yourself. And is it time for that story to end? Or is it time for the next chapter? Maybe it's even time for the next book. Maybe it's the next volume. Whatever that might be for you, I really invite you to be honest with yourself. But also, as you do this, to step out of the 3D. And I've talked about the 3D versus the 5D many times. And what would it look like if you stepped into the 5D as you begin writing this next book, volume, chapter, series, whatever you want to call it? What would that look like? And could it be a whole lot easier? So remember, everything that has happened in your life, you have created it. And you know that, I think, for some people creates some controversy. In fact, I had somebody get really, really upset with me a number of years ago when we were watching a talk show, and it was Dr. Phil, actually, and this girl had been, she had been raped and abused, and I just said, well, she chose that, and this person got so angry at me, and she's just like, what do you mean she chose that? Like, that, what that person did to her was so wrong, and all of this stuff, and it's like, but every choice we make leads to something. Every choice we make creates something in our life. And she chose to hang around this person that didn't necessarily have the greatest habits in her life, one of which was choosing drugs. And there's no judgment here. There's no judgment here, because there is no right or wrong in this world. All there is the choices that you are making and what those choices are going to create in your life. And so it's important to know that she chose to be around those people who were living that lifestyle. And it's a dangerous lifestyle. And it might be the choices that she made, you know, to whatever, wear what she wore, and maybe even use some substances herself that put her in that vulnerable position, but it still comes down to her. She didn't have to hang out with those people. She could have chose different friends. She could have said no before this whole path unfolded before her. And so that's what I mean. It's sometimes a bunch of choices that are made that lead you down a path to a certain outcome. So it could be months of choices that lead to that outcome. And so we do have to take responsibility for the choices that we are making. I chose to be with my husband. I chose him to be in relationship with him. And as I said at the start of this podcast, you choose in 10-second increments. And you might choose someone because they seem really nice and you love them and you have fun together, and then maybe things start to change, but you keep choosing it. And then maybe it does become abusive. It's still a choice to stay, and it's a choice to leave. But some people are like, well, no, there's no choice. Like, she can't afford it, or she can't this, or she's got kids, or she's got that. No. You are always in control. And no, maybe it's not easy to leave and to make the choice to leave with the kids or whatever that might be. But you still have that choice. We always, always, always have a choice. And so even in that, and I know I've shared this story before on the podcast, but I'm going to share it again as a reminder of a story of a man who was captured by, well, they called them guerrillas, but it's not actual guerrillas, but that's what they call them, somewhere in the Amazon or whatever, and he was held prisoner, held captive. And in that, he was put in a cage, he was naked, he had nothing, just a concrete floor, and every day they would come and they would beat him. What choice does he have in that? And they would abuse him every single day. But you know what? He wasn't willing to let his spirit be broke. And one day he decided that the one thing he had available to him was that the next time he had a bowel movement, he was going to smear that all over his body. And at least when they came to beat him, they would have to experience that stench, and they would have to touch it and deal with it. And you know, after that, it changed, and they gave him clothing. And so there you have it. And he did eventually get free. And so when you think you have no choice, think again. Ask, what can I choose right now? And it might just be in your mental state. That could change everything, because everything is energy. Every single thing is energy. And so you get to choose your state of mind, your attitude, your whatever it is. So think about that. And if you're being a certain energy, maybe you're attracting certain things. And so what if you need to have a mental shift in changing your story, changing your mental attitude, and asking what's right about the situation you're in so that you can see the magical miracles that magic and miracles that could be available to you that you're not even seeing simply by asking a question instead of focusing on everything that's wrong. What if you could ask what's right about this that I'm not getting or seeing and ask to be shown that? Do you see how that completely shifts the perspective? And then new opportunities can present themselves. So that is today's episode. I hope that wherever you are at, whether you're feeling stuck, wondering what your purpose is, or all of those things, I really encourage you to ask some questions and really go with your knowing, changing your story, changing your focus. Whatever you put your attention on grows. And so is it time for you to start dreaming bigger and shifting your perspective? And are there opportunities waiting to come to you that are passing you by because of your attitude, or that you are maybe not even totally seeing, that could change everything in your life? So remember, you are the creator of your life, and if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.